Come along and join me in the heart of Texas for a discovery of cool places to stay in Burnett County, Highland Lakes region. This is the place if you're looking for quietude, hiking, biking, fishing, camping, or just luxuriating lakeside. I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come and join me in Burnett County, where we'll stop in at Thunderbird Lodge and Event Center for a chat with owner John Williams. And then we'll visit with Denise Lewis and her friend who recently completed a major renovation and remodel of the Lakeside Painted Sky Inn. And then it's off to see Laura Eliel at the castle, Smithwick Castle, that is. It's not lakeside, but it's an equally tranquilizing destination, as it's set on 10 acres, graced with ponds, waterfalls, and sprawling oak trees.
I'm John Williams, and I have Thunderbird Resort and Lodge on Lake Buchanan, Texas.
For the listener, where is Lake Buchanan? You're out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, we're kind of in the middle of nowhere. We're about an hour and a half northwest of Austin and close to 2 hours north of San Antonio.
And how far, say, Houston or Dallas? That'd be a bit
both,
more.
Both Houston and Dallas are approximately 3 to 3.5 hours away.
So you're far enough away from everything and everyone that it really is a classic getaway. It's a place that people would want to come to truly unplug and disconnect.
Yeah, we definitely have the ability to give people some peace, some quiet, see some wildlife, and also enjoy the lake and the river.
When somebody comes here, is it self-catering? Do they have to bring all their own food? Or
most people who stay here do bring their own food, and they enjoy doing their own cooking. Some of our larger reunions and also our retreats and school functions, corporate functions, we do cater larger groups.
Okay. Whether it's a couple or a family, it's kind of hunker down and getaway place.
It is. It's a good way place to get away. And plus the countryside around us is so beautiful, all the hills and everything. And it's a good place, not just for here, but the surrounding countryside.
Typically, what would you say majority of people do when they come out here? A lot of nothing or fishing or hiking or what? What do they do?
They do a little bit of everything. A lot of people do enjoy the lake. They'll go out on the lake to fish or just to go sightseeing, go up the river and see the waterfalls.
Can they rent or access like a kayak, or how would they get on the water if they didn't have their own boat?
We rent power boats. At this time, we don't have kayaks or canoes.
Have you thought about that, maybe doing that?
Well, we used to have some, and they just kept getting beat up in different ways, and so now we do have a local company that will deliver them here.
Okay, so you still could go out kayaking?
Yes.
One of the things that I'm most fascinated with coming here are the monster cottages that sleep up to 18. We were just visiting one, I think it was 5 bedrooms. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a great place where a family can get together and stay together. The majority of our business is family reunions, and it might just be 15 people, it might be 150 people. We have one family that comes here July 4th weekend every year, and they rent all 23 cottages. And this year, 2016, will be 122 years in a row they've had a family reunion.
Wow, that's amazing.
The Bakers, yeah, it's pretty amazing.
And you have families that have been coming here, you said, for 40 or 50 years every year.
That's right. A lot of these families, when they leave this year, they'll rebook for 2017, and that's the way they've been doing it for 40, 45 years.
And I know prices fluctuate and change as time goes on, but right now, for example, you were telling me the rate for that 5-bedroom house, which when you do the division into 18 people is incredibly inexpensive.
Yep, would be, you know, about $25 per person, because the rate is about $450 per night on that one. The rates for the smallest units range from $80 during low season for an efficiency size up to $550 in peak season for the 4-bedroom, 3-bath log home.
But that's a giant, massive home. I mean, that's more than for two people.
Yeah, the people who stay there, they keep coming back. I think they appreciate the pricing.
I love it. If I came out here and I could spend the whole day with you, what would we do? Where would you take me? What would we poke around and look at?
Yeah, we would get in the Polaris, the Ranger, and drive up to the top of Spider Mountain, see the sights up there. The views from up there are incredible. We'd get in a boat and go all the way up the river to Colorado Bend State Park and see all three waterfalls and some of the blue holes and the wildlife that's up there, the turkey, the deer, the wild hogs, stuff like that. And then maybe if we still had time, we'd go to one of the local golf courses and play a round of golf.
So you got golfing nearby too?
Nearby, yeah. There's a lot of golf courses in this area and very reasonably priced. You know, you can get on some of these golf courses and play with a cart for $25 to $30.
Not bad. Not Pebble Beach.
No, not Pebble Beach.
Well, thank you so much for visiting. This has been great to come out and visit.
We enjoyed having you guys out here. Thank you.
We're here with Denise Lewis, the owner of Painted Sky Inn, and a friend of yours.
I'm Craig Harris, and I've been here to support Denise through the remodel project and the running of Painted Sky Inn.
So you're the owner of Painted Sky Inn.
I am.
And did you know what you were getting into?
I did not. I looked at it as a remodel project when I first bought it.
When did you get involved?
I purchased the property September 2010. I looked at it for a career move. I'm a real estate agent, 20 years in Austin. Still a real estate agent. So I came out to see the place, ended up buying the place and remodeling it. But my biggest love was the remodeling part of it. I was wanting a new career.
Give us a word picture of what you inherited, what you took over, and how you remodeled.
Well, what I took over was a very run-down fish camp. And it had been in business since 1960. And it looked as though no one had put any money into it. Everything was run down. There was no way to really do anything but just do a total gut on the property, and that's what I did.
Electric, plumbing, new walls, new fixtures.
Yes, yes, we did everything. We went from underground with all the plumbing and new electrical, everything that you don't see, and then everything that you do see. The only thing that really remained was the concrete floors and the walls and some of the old tile that doesn't want to come out, the vintage tile. Everything else got that taken out.
Well, you're lucky, you know, with a background in building contracting myself, I look and I go, oh my gosh, cinder block walls. Yes. That's pretty cool.
Yes.
You're really blessed to have that.
I agree. Yeah. Yeah, I love it. And it also gives a kind of a vintage charm to the place.
So where are we? We're on a lake. And we're what, 100 miles from Austin?
That's about right. Yeah, we're about 100 miles from Austin. We're on Lake Buchanan. We're on the east side, about the top part of Lake Buchanan. We're on kind of a peninsula. We're at the end of a subdivision, and we're on two sides of the lake, a cove side where we have our boat ramp, and then the main side where we have our big views from our rooms.
How many rooms?
We have 11 rooms.
And they're pretty standard in size and configuration, or do you have a large suite and standard mini rooms? Or
we do have a variation of sizes. We've got two large ones that are about 900 square feet, two bedroom, two bathroom. And then we have most of our rooms are like a studio. We call them our double queens. We have eight of those. And then we have one little single room. They vary in size.
Mm-hmm. And seasonally, your rates, what do they range and vary from?
Well, they range from our smallest one at 100 a night up to 300 if you max out our large units. They vary from season to season as far as pricing. So when in the summer is our highest season, our highest pricing.
How about food? What does somebody do about eating around here?
Well, we don't serve food. We're not a bed and breakfast, but all of our rooms have kitchens.
Okay, so you have a lot of people that take care of themselves, that they don't go out to restaurants.
Correct, yes. And most of the time people know that we have kitchens, and so they bring their food with them, and we have full refrigerators and cooktops and microwaves, and so you can bring everything in. We do have a lot of people who will come and they want to eat out. It's just a little bit of a drive to do that.
And so if somebody did want to eat out and go to, say it's a wedding anniversary or something, you want to take the partner to a restaurant, where would you go? How would you get there? How long would it take?
Well, we actually refer a lot of people to a property just up the road called Canyon of the Eagles. They're an Overlook restaurant. So they're also a lodge and restaurant, but they have a nice restaurant. So we recommend that one. And then we also recommend Cooper's Barbecue in Llano, but that's not a fine dining place.
Yeah, but it's a fun dining place.
Exactly. We have some little restaurants in the area. We have a list of them. There's Hoover's Valley Cafe, Cafe 2300. Those are all really great locally run restaurants.
And how long would it take to get to one of those places?
Those places will take you about 20 to 30 minutes.
So not bad.
Not bad. Yeah. And a beautiful drive.
And is it a dry county or a wet county?
No, it's a wet county. Yeah.
You never know.
That's true. In these small towns, you just you don't know.
Each area behind the rooms have barbecue pits. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people bring their own meats to smoke and vegetables. And we have two smokers on site also that people like to smoke. Sausage, briskets, pork products. So
we're literally overhanging the lake and the water.
We're feet away from it. Yeah, we're feet away from the water.
Yeah, or a lot of inches.
Yeah.
I imagine that a lot of people that come here, especially the families, that fishing and being on the lake is a part of the reason why they come here.
That's part of the reason they come. We get people who love to fish, that they know about the place and they know about the fishing reputation. But on top of that, we get a lot of people who come out here just to decompress. It's a beautiful spot. It's very quiet. And so they come out to be able to read a book, watch the sunset, take a hike, get in a kayak or canoe, and just enjoy having some peace and quiet away from the traffic.
As I look around, it just is amazing to me how close we are to Austin and Dallas and even Houston, not horribly, what, 3-4 hours?
Correct.
And yet, you just feel like you're in this different planet.
Yeah, it really is. When you're out here at Lake Buchanan in Burnett County, you really feel like you're somewhere other than in Texas. And we do have a lot of people that come here from Dallas, Houston, even out in West Texas, Odessa, Midland.
Wow.
So it's close enough for them to get away and come here. It's a lot different terrain than what they're used to out in West Texas. So,
but, you know, because that Midland area, they come here to use the lake because it's closest.
Yeah, and there are no big lakes like that out there. Yeah,
not like this one. Yeah. Right.
Or as pretty.
Right. This is the largest lake in the Highland Lakes chain.
Oh, is it?
Is Lake Buchanan. And it's the furthest north of the Highland Lakes chain.
It seems like where you're situated, it's kind of the almost the head of a real wide part of the lake. It just looks huge from here.
Well, what's interesting is it does look huge, but we're actually a small area. When you look at the lake map, mm-hmm. we're kind of a small piece of it. So the lake is huge. So when you get to the larger parts towards the dam, there's so much larger. And so you can only imagine how big this, if this looks big, then imagine if it gets so much wider down towards the dam. But we have such a great view because you're looking at the hills and the lake. And it's just, it's all you see.
So what do you do when you're not fixing rooms and working on your property?
Well, there's not much time for that, but when there is time to get away, then I like to go to Austin. Mm-hmm. I also like to go shopping at vintage places. I like to go to the little towns around here, so kind of go on a little road trip. So we start to get familiar with the places so we can talk about them to our guests.
Road trip, what are some of your fun little finds of the funky little Texas towns where they have great antique stores and whatnot?
Well, we like to go to Llano. They have a lot of nice little cute stores, good little coffee shops and restaurants. We also like Mason. Mason's not really well known, but
no,
they...
I've never heard of it.
You haven't? Okay, well, Mason's only about 30 minutes on the other side of Llano. Mm-hmm. And so if you're in the hill country, it's kind of on the edge, and it's kind of, you can also go over to Fredericksburg from there. But Mason has a beautiful courthouse square, nice restaurants, and they have this beautiful old home that I've been fascinated with for years called the Reynolds Sequist House. And it's the most gorgeous Victorian house that you'll ever see, and it's being restored right now.
Okay, anything else you want to add or share? Somebody coming out this way.
I always like to tell people that we're just a great spot to be for a hill country trip. So whether it's a weekend trip or a weekday trip, to come out here and relax, but we're also a great position to be in the hill country so you can go out and see these little towns.
So what you're saying, great base camp.
Great base camp. Yeah. Or just come out here and stay.
And yeah, hunker down.
Exactly.
You're located in Burnett County, and you have a couple towns within the county that are little destinations in their own right.
That's correct. Burnett is my town. The address is in Burnett. And Burnett's a great place to go shopping.
Burnett's a town and a county.
Yes, yeah. Burnett's a town and a county. Yeah, and so the county seat is Burnett. We have a beautiful square, lots of neat festivals that happen. We've got the Blue Bonnet Festival, neat little shopping places and a beautiful square, and great restaurants, a lot of local restaurants. People, we don't have the...
So not the chain
restaurant. Right,
right.
That's where I was going with that. Yeah. And then there's Marble Falls is our bigger city. It's just about, well, it's a town. It's about 10 minutes from Burnett. They're much bigger. They have the chain restaurants, but they do have a lot of locally owned restaurants and shopping. And they're on the water, so it's a neat little town to go to because you've got waterfront there as well. Mm-hmm. So we like to take a drive to go eat and go shopping and just a tour to the area. It's a beautiful area just to drive around.
So I mentioned brisket is a hot topic in the region.
Brisket's a very hot topic. We always try to recommend where you go to get brisket.
Mm-hmm. Kind of mandatory, huh?
I think so. Yeah, people are always asking where we need to go get barbecue. So we've got some good places in the area. And we've got some little hidden finds, too. We've got one at Rick's Cowtown Barbecue in Marble Falls. Mm-hmm. It's a little trailer. Love that barbecue. Yeah, there's a lot of fun places to go.
One more hot pick of a barbecue place.
Another barbecue place? Well, Cooper's Barbecue, but that's in Llano, so we're in Burnett.
Penny's over...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Penny's, is it Mike and... It's a little barbecue shack. I think it's called a barbecue shack on Highway 29. People love that place.
Okay, so further information. Website.
We have a website. It's paintedskyinn.com. And we're also on Facebook and Twitter, and my name is Denise Lewis.
And I'm Craig Harris. Thank you very much. Come see us.
My name is Laura Eliel, and this is Smithwick Castle and Lodge.
Where is the Smithwick Castle and Lodge? I love that.
Close to Marble Falls in Burnett County, Texas.
How did you wind up here?
Well, we ended up in Texas in 2003, coming out of California. And after many years of catering in the Hill Country, I decided I wanted to open up a venue. And so we searched for about a year and a half. I actually saw this place before it was for sale. And at that time, I told my husband if it came up for sale, I wanted to buy it.
Oh, wow. So that was the target.
It was.
Smithwick Castle is your incarnation.
Yes, actually we're in the village of Smithwick, so it seemed natural to me to have it called Smithwick Castle.
Sounds like a Hollywood movie location, doesn't it?
Well, we're hoping Hollywood will come out here soon.
Give us a word picture of the castle. What is it?
It is everything. It has been a home. It is a vacation home. It is a B&B. We do events. We do weddings, family reunions, graduation parties here. We do much of the catering for all of those events.
How many guest rooms do you have here?
We have 5 guest rooms, so we can sleep 10 very comfortably.
You could do some couches in the living room, too?
We do. We've had as many as 14 people here. So.
And what would it cost on a B&B basis? You could come and just rent one room, right?
Anywhere from $150 to $200 for the night, including breakfast.
And what if I wanted to do a family reunion and book the whole castle?
Book the whole castle for the night, it's $850.
If you break that down to 14 heads, it's not bad, huh?
Not bad at all. Yeah. Not bad.
But then there is not an on-site restaurant, so for food, you could cater to their events.
Yes, they can cater their events. Absolutely. I have my catering kitchen built in here.
And so in your other life, you do more than just run a castle. You also have your own catering business that's all around Central Texas.
It is. I go to many of the venues throughout Central Texas. This is actually my 8th year in business. And we've done events from private dinners for 6 up to weddings for 400.
That'll keep you running.
Yes, and we did cooking classes up until I got just too busy to continue the cooking classes.
And one more dimension to your life, there's got to be more because you're busy beaver.
Well, let's see. I have a husband who travels with rock bands.
Oh, wow.
And what is he builds race cars.
Really? So he's a boring guy, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
So what is he traveling with bands doing?
It just happenstance.
Is he technical support?
No, he is their driver. He actually, right now, is Charlie Robinson's driver. Mm-hmm. But he's driven for Los Lonely Boys. He has driven for Foreigner, Mumford & Sons. So,
Yeah. Very cool. So he totally, literally goes on the road with them.
He does all the time. And he's just setting up shop now so he can start building race cars again. He kind of took a few years hiatus.
Race cars meaning Formula One or what?
No, actually classic cars. They actually just went racing over the weekend. And my son, they were building a car together. It's a 68 Torino and they race it. Wow. And he has a 64 Ford Fairlane that he races. I dabble in Moroccan cooking, in Cajun, in Italian, Mediterranean. Actually, I'm also Israeli, so I've spent a lot of time out of the U.S. and have actually lived in Europe as well.
So you know what you're talking about with international cuisine, then?
I do, absolutely. And every year we add something new to the castle. We also have beautiful peacocks for people to experience.
I just heard one calling you.
It's mating season, so you will hear a lot of that going on right now.
It was really cool to meet you and visit with you. For further information, do you have a website?
I do. You can either go to smithwickcastle.com, which is S-M-Y-T-H-W-I-C-K, castle.com, or you can go to bittersweetcakesandcatering.com.
And I know a lot of people love Facebook. Are you there?
I am. You can look us up on Facebook. We have both the sites for the castle and for Bittersweet.
Awesome. Thanks again. What a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Can't help but love this country. It's got me branded and tied. Can't get enough of Texas.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show, Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a weekly featured podcast on NPR.org, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. Our San Francisco-based associate producer is Molly Blaisdell, covering the San Francisco Bay Area, the island of Maui, and the South Pacific. Our Wisconsin-based associate producer is Julie Henning.
Can't get enough of Texas. From now on, it's home.